Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Luna's Bedtime Story. I'm Luna. 各位爸爸妈妈和小朋友们晚上好，欢迎收听不知不觉读完一本书睡前故事。我是 Luna。今晚的故事来自牛津阅读树第九阶。East of the Sun, West of the Moon. 太阳的东边和月亮的西边。适合六到八岁的小朋友跟着 Luna 一起阅读。这是一个来自挪威的流传了很久的传说，有一位英俊的王子被变成了一只动物，最后到底是谁救了他呢？在这个故事里，我们能学到爱和善良是怎样战胜邪恶的魔法的。希望你们能享受今晚和爸爸妈妈一起阅读的时光。在读故事之前，我们先学一学今天的五个单词，也许可以帮助你更好地理解今天的故事。Word number one, troll. Troll. 这是一个名词，指一种住在山里的精灵。山精或者巨人 ，troll。Word number two, magic. Magic, magic. 也是名词，意思是魔法、法术或者巫术。它可以指好的魔法，也可以指坏的魔法。Magic.Word number three, cliff. Cliff, 名词，指靠近海岸边的悬崖和峭壁。Word number four, castle. Castle, castle, 名词，是指城堡或者堡垒。Word number five, promise. Promise, promise. 名词的时候，它指承诺和诺言；在动词的时候，它指一个人向别人保证这个动作。Promise. 好了，这五个单词你们能记住吗？在接下来的阅读里，我们也会再用到它们。你们准备好了吗？我们一起来阅读吧。East of the Sun, West of the Moon. Written by Chris Powling. Illustrated by Violeta Dabija. Chapter 1, The Bear. 第一章，熊。Long ago, and far away, in a land of trolls and magic, there lived a poor farmer. His house was falling down, his family were in rags, and his money was almost gone. Now winter was coming on. Listen to the wind and the rain, the farmer wailed.What can I do? Won't somebody please help me? Tap, tap, tap. There, at the farmhouse door, stood a big white bear. I'm lonely, the bear said. Lend me Astrid, your daughter, and I'll make you and your family rich.
Rich?
said the farmer.
Very rich, said the bear. I'll look after her well, I promise. Tell me on Thursday if you agree. Well, the family was so poor they had to agree. On Thursday, Astrid found herself
clinging to the bear's stiff white fur as he padded away from the farmhouse.
很久很久以前，在一个有巨人和魔法的地方，有一个农夫，他们一家都特别特别的穷，连房子都快倒了。在一个冬天的夜晚，突然他们听到有敲门声，门口站着一只大白熊 ,a big white bear。大白熊对他说，可以把你的女儿借给我吗？因为我非常的孤单。如果你们同意，我会给你们很多的钱。农夫实在是太穷了，他没有办法，所以他把自己的小女儿 Astrid 借给了这只熊。大白熊驮着 Astrid 在风雪里离开了农场。他们会去哪里呢？
Chapter 2 At the Castle。
第二章，在城堡里。
All day long they traveled. Then as night fell, they came to a steep cliff. Or was it the wall of a castle? Soon they were in a splendid hall made of the finest gold and silver. Take this bell, Astrid, said the bear. If there is anything you want,Just ring it.
All I want is a soft bed and sweet dreams, Astrid yawned.
At night, she dreamed of a handsome young prince who sat beside her bed while she slept. The same thing happened the next night and the night after that. All day long,Astrid rang the bell of anything she wanted, and all night long the prince sat beside her in her dreams. On the fourth day, Astrid sent for the bear.
I'm homesick, she told him. I want to see my family.
Will you promise to come back? Said the bear. AndWill you promise not to share any secrets with your mother?
I promise, bear.
So the bear took Astrid home.
大白熊带着 Astrid 来到了一座非常漂亮的城堡。城堡是用金子和银子做成的。大白熊给了他一只铃铛，并对他说，你想要所有的东西，只要摇摇铃铛就可以得到了。晚上睡觉的时候， Astrid 做了一个梦，她梦见一个非常英俊的王子坐在她的床边，然后每晚她都梦到这个王子。在第四天的时候， Astrid 对大白熊说，我想家了， I'm homesick，我想回家看看。大白熊对他说，你要答应我两件事情就可以回家。第一，你一定要再回来。第二，你不可以告诉你的妈妈任何秘密。Astrid 说， I promise, 我答应你。然后大白熊就把他送回了家。
Chapter 3Two promises.
第三章，两个承诺。
Astrid's first promise was easy. Her family was now rich and happy, so she knew she must stay with the bear. Her second promise was harder. In a land of trolls and magic, a girl can't help sharing secrets with her mother.
I dreamed of a prince every night, said Astrid. Or was he real all along?
Huh, her mother smiled. Next time, light this magic candle. But don't spill any magic wax on him.
I won't.
Astrid laughed. Astrid loved the visit to her family, but now she had a plan. She was keen to get back to the castle. Astrid 回到了家，她见到家人过得很富足和幸福，所以第一个承诺很容易遵守。她知道自己一定要再回到白熊的身边。可是第二个承诺就不那么容易了。还记得他是在一个有巨人和魔法的地方吗？那里的孩子们都很难向妈妈保守秘密。Astrid 对妈妈说，我每晚都会梦到一个王子，我想知道他是不是真的。妈妈给了 Astrid 一支有魔法的蜡烛，她对他说，你可以看一看，但是记住，千万不要把蜡烛的蜡滴在他的身上。Astrid 非常高兴，他迫不及待地想要回城堡了，因为他有一个计划。他要做什么呢？ Chapter 4 Candle Wax 第四章，蜡烛的蜡。 That night,At the gold and silver castle, Astrid went to bed very early. She kept her eyes shut tight until she heard somebody sit beside her bed. Then she lit the magic candle, much too quickly. The prince was real, all right. As real as the 3 drops of magic wax,Astrid had spilled on his shirt. Oh, Astrid, he groaned. What have you done? A troll called Long Nose put a spell on me. By day I'm a white bear, and by night a royal prince. Now you've spilled some magic, the spell can't be broken. I'll have to marry Long Nose.How can I save you? Astrid sobbed. You can't, said the prince sadly. Long Nose will lock me in her castle until our wedding day. It lies east of the sun and west of the moon, so nobody can find me. I can still try, said Astrid. 那天晚上在大白熊的城堡里， Astrid 很早就上床睡觉了。她假装闭上眼睛，假装睡觉，然后她听到了床边有动静。于是她点亮了那根魔法蜡烛 The Magic Candle， 然后她看见床边真的睡着一位王子。可是她不小心把3滴魔法蜡烛的蜡滴在了王子的衬衫上。王子醒了，他非常的伤心。他告诉 Astrid， 他被一个叫 Long Nose 长鼻子的山精施了魔法，所以白天他是一只大白熊，到了晚上他就是一位王子。可是现在他的身上滴上了魔法的蜡，山精的魔咒就再也不能被打破了，她必须要嫁给长鼻子。Astrid 问她，我怎么才能帮你呢？王子说，你帮不了我，现在他会把我锁在他的城堡里，他的城堡就在太阳的东边和月亮的西边， East of the sun and west of the moon， 所以没有人可以找到我。Astrid 哭着说，我一定会试一试的。之后发生了什么？ Astrid 可以找到山精救出王子吗？我们明天再接着阅读后面一半的故事。下面 Luna 有几个问题来考考你们，把你们的答案留言给我吧。 第一，农夫家的小女儿叫什么名字呢？你还记得吗？第二，小女儿向白熊承诺了两件事情，是哪两件呢？第三，小女儿是怎么发现白熊就是王子的呢？第四，小女儿把魔法蜡烛的蜡滴在了王子身上，王子非常的伤心，这是为什么呢？你别忘了再把这个故事说给你们的爸爸妈妈和小伙伴们听一听。好了，现在晚安 Good night and sweet dreams.